Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fearless. I just got back from the Prosper Show in Las Vegas, where the best in the Amazon industry come together for three epic days. It's sellers and service providers. It is amazing. If you didn't make it to Prosper this year, I hope to see you there next year. A few people at the show asked me about Google Ads and driving outside traffic to their Amazon listings. So let's dig into that today on the 15 minutes that we have together. Amazon is keeping close tabs on all the traffic coming to its platform and can identify where it comes from. For those of you new to the e-commerce industry, when we talk about the word traffic, or we're talking about traffic, and you're picturing sitting in your car waiting for an accident to clear, we mean the flow of data on the internet. You want people, potential buyers, to see your Amazon listing. Then you need traffic to flow to your listing. Amazon loves outside traffic, meaning the links that are from other websites not owned by Amazon. That is what they're watching. The two types of traffic are organic and paid. Although Amazon will reward both types of external traffic campaigns, the organic or the paid, I have a strong reason to believe they preferred paid traffic. And here's why. These new eyeballs coming from external sources could result in Amazon Prime members, even if it doesn't mean a sale for you as the one who was so nice to bring in outside eyeballs to come and look at your product, hoping that somebody was going to buy your product. At least they came to Amazon, and that's why Amazon gets excited, because now they have shopping data on these new visitors that you probably paid to bring in, and they can market to them with their ads, with emails, any way that they want, and they didn't pay for the lead. Makes sense why Amazon would give you a nice boost for bringing people in, right? If you join the brand referral bonus program, then you, as the seller with your products, will also get a percentage kickback from Amazon on your own sales. Typically, it's around 10%. For the brand referral bonus program, you need to be brand registered, meaning you have a trademark registered with Amazon for your brand, and then you can start getting the kickback. So definitely look into that. If you're selling on Amazon, you're going to be running PPC on the Amazon platform, especially when you launch your product. You also need to be running Google Ads. The first 30 to 60 days of a product launch are super important to ranking on Amazon. This is often referred to as the honeymoon phase. I like to think of it more as proving yourself as a serious seller with a good product to the gods and goddesses of the Amazon algorithm. Just like when you start a new job, you need to impress the boss and coworkers right away. I used to read the books about the first 90 days when I would start at a new corporate job. Anytime I changed jobs, I went out and bought the latest, greatest, kill it in the first 90 day book, because I wanted to impress and set myself up for success in the long run. Well, this is exactly the same thing. You have to prove your product's worth to Amazon and please the algorithm and let them know that you are serious and you didn't just put up a product and walk away. Now, Google Ads are super simple to set up, and the best way, in my opinion, to please the algorithm right out of the gate. Google is also the go-to platform for people looking for any kind of information, right? So when you tell somebody to look for something, they usually just go and Google it. If they're shopping, they might go to Amazon, but really, we all just open our phones and everything will just go straight to Google, or you just open your browser tab and it goes to Google. So that is why this is the preferred platform, because everybody's on there already getting information. If you're new to running Google Ads, I want to walk us through the basic steps to getting started. so you know how easy it is. And I suggest using these simple, simple steps, and then you can get more advanced as you learn and go along. I know some great hacks that I love to do that I can totally share on another episode, but today, let's just keep it simple. And I do want to end with my favorite Google Ads trick. It's simple as well, but it's the one trick that helped me reach my $1 million sales goal in 12 months. We'll talk about that after I walk you through the basics. And these are my basics, so you know how simple it is to run your first campaign. It's only going to take you 30 minutes. 30 minutes is probably an exaggeration. I can probably put up a simple ad campaign in like 10 minutes, but set aside 30 minutes. The first thing you're going to do is set up your Google account. You can either use the one that you have for your business, which is what I prefer to do, or you can set up a completely new one or use an existing one, completely up to you. Step two, put in your credit card details, your payment information. Now, for step three, you're going to need to have the keywords ready. These are the same keywords that you've done all your research on to write your listing and also for your Amazon PPC, your Amazon ad spend, that exact list of keywords. Step three, create an exact match campaign on Google. Exact match gives you the most control over who views your ad, but it reaches fewer searches than the phrase and the broad match. Exact is the meaning or intent for your keyword. So an example would be iPhone case. That is exact versus blue iPhone case. So we're talking directly about the iPhone case. That's what I mean when I say exact match. Put in the same exact keywords you want to rank and win for on Amazon. Those are the same keywords you put into your Google ad in step three. Step four. Direct the campaign to the main link for your product on Amazon. Let's not get fancy here. I'm talking about when you shop on Amazon and your link comes up, that's your product detail page. That is the link, your main link for your product. You want that link instead of creating something really fancy and custom, because that can add a layer of complexity. You can do that later when you're more comfortable with your ads and you're getting the results you want. And I do make it a little bit custom when I do my ads, but for now, let's just keep it very simple. And step five, which is the last step, we're almost done, is your budget. I would say a $5 on the lowest end and maybe $50 on the high end. And it's $5 to $50 a day for your budget. You probably want to see what you're spending on Amazon PPC and apply it to the same strategy that you're going to do with your Google ads. A safe bet for me is I'll start with $10 a day for any Google ad I run. And then Google will suggest for your keywords, how much it thinks you should spend. And then if your campaign runs out early, you'll get a notification that you should spend more. But I like to start around $10 just to get a feel for how my ads are going to perform on Google and what's going to happen. And hey, if you have a tight budget, just do $5. The important thing is that you're getting your ads up and running and you're going to start to drive traffic to your Amazon listing. Okay, well, that's it. You and I together just created your first Google ad campaign. Now, big, big question I get. It's like, okay, great. My ad is up and running. I can see some of the spend starting to go. Everyone's like, but wait, I haven't gotten a sale. It's not converting. How come I don't have a sale from Google Ads? Or I don't know that I got a sale from Google Ads. So when we are first starting with the Google Ads, it is not about converting. Don't get lost in tracking and the ROI right away. This is about boosting your Amazon listing, ranking on Amazon, and pleasing the algorithm so that you can have long-term impact on your ranking to stay on the first page and hopefully above the fold on the first page. All right, we made it to my trick that I wanted to share with you about how I use Google Ads in my Amazon business. When I ran out of stock, which happened, I don't know, four or five times in my first year of selling, where I was growing to $1 million in sales as my sales goal. When your listing goes out of stock, when my listing was out of stock, it is not ranked on the first page. It's either completely gone or you're pushed way, way down and it says out of stock. That is really bad for your ranking. Amazon does not like that. You're not managing your inventory well. It just looks really bad. And that's why you fall off the first page and you lose your ranking. When I was back in stock, the first thing I did was set up my Amazon PPC and my Google Ads. And I went as aggressive as possible on my Google Ads to prove to Amazon that I was back in stock and I was willing to spend money outside of Amazon to give them those free leads. And in return, Amazon would recognize that and my listing would be back up to the top within a few days and I'd be back to crushing my competitors. And I would love it because people would be like, wait, where'd you go? Oh, wait, there you are. You're back. And you're like listing, you know, number one, two, or three right now. And that is why, because I put up my Google Ads. I did a couple other things too, but I really believe because I was doing the paid Google Ads that that is why I quickly will get my ranking back up. Some people I know who've gone out of stock, their listing has been like on, you know, page 3, 4, and they can't get back to the first page for several weeks. So if this is you and I'm talking to you and you've run out of inventory or you're close to it or you are out of inventory, then try your Google Ads and let me know if it works. The other type of outside traffic that I like to use, whether I have, whether I run out of stock or not, just good practices for outside traffic and to get sales and get your product in front of people, definitely influencers. And when I'm talking about influencers on social media or blog posts or even podcasts, I think you don't have to go for the huge, super expensive celebrity influencers. There's also micro influencers that you can go after who have, you know, 10,000 followers, maybe even 3,000 followers if they're like very niche and have an audience that's very focused. So influencers, there's definitely a big space for them with your Amazon marketing plan. Email, using your email list, other people's email lists, and of course, social media. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Oh yeah, let's jump in on Facebook ads quickly. One of my tips for Facebook ads, if you're running Facebook ads for your brand, use the business manager to manage your ads. So you're going to get a lot more features and control if you set up a business manager. This will also save you money. You can optimize your ads and your bids a lot better. I know that you probably get served the, hey, you should boost this post from Facebook or Instagram. And they're saying, this post is getting some attention. You should boost it. And yes, there is a place to boost a post. If you're running ads and you just want to boost a simple post, I completely understand that. But listen, somebody said recently, friends don't let friends just boost posts. And that's hilarious because they're right. You need to create a full ad campaign inside your business manager and not just randomly boost posts from your page. And also boosting those posts often don't get in front of the right audience, and then you end up overspending. I've heard of incidences where people were boosting posts and they weren't managing the actual ad campaigns. And just on the boost posts alone, they spent tens of thousands of dollars and did not get the right return. Facebook is an easy place to accidentally overspend money. So watch your budget and use the business manager to control. All right, hopefully I have now inspired you to take at least 30 minutes to go set up your Google Ads campaigns and think about your outside traffic plan for your listing. Stay tuned for more advanced outside traffic tips to come on this podcast. And until then, stay fearless. Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.